Chapter 2. After parking my car next to Honeyford's weathered stone war memorial, I sit for a moment with my hands on the steering wheel. The town square is quiet at this time of night at the beginning of the week. The parking spaces are mostly empty, except for a lone courser parked under the tall beech tree that stands outside the butcher's. In front of me, the arches of the medieval market house are shadows in the gloom, and its honey gold stone looks grey. Honeyford is just as I left it a few hours ago. In many ways, the town is much as it has been for centuries. But I'm different, I realise. My busy married life in Oxford suddenly seems unreal, and I feel more grounded here, surrounded by a dark sweep of ancient hills. After heaving my case out of the boot, I wheel it along the high street towards my bookshop. There's a tiny cottage squeezed between the post office and Amy's sweet shop, and I glance inside as I trundle past. An elderly couple are sitting hand in hand on the sofa as the blue light from a TV flickers across their faces. That's how I thought Malcolm and I would end up, watching reruns of Inspector Morse together in our old age. I bite hard on my lip to stop the tears that are threatening to fall, and I hurry past the pub with my head down in case any of my customers spot me. At the shop, I let myself in and flick on the lights. The usual smell of ink, paper and coffee hits me, along with a sense of organised chaos. There are piles of books everywhere, and at the back of the shop, Callie's hand-painted sign for the cosy kettle hangs above the cafe door. I've achieved a lot in the short time since I took on this business. I've gained new customers and new confidence in my abilities. But now I'm contemplating what I've lost. I wander into the cafe, open the back door to let in some air, and sit at one of the tables. Callie's beloved coffee machine is gleaming silver in the corner, near the burnished copper kettles that once belonged to Stanley's now dead wife. The cake counter is sparkling clean and empty, ready for tomorrow's delivery of delicious treats. The last time I was here, earlier today, I was Flora Morgan, shop and cafe owner, and Malcolm's wife. Now.